You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
With the Edinburgh Festival Fringe just around the corner, we have news now here on RNIB Connect Radio for blind and partially sighted festival goers, as RNIB Scotland and the Edinburgh Festival Fringe have teamed up together to provide free volunteer sighted guides for this year's Fringe. I'm delighted to say that Neil Atkinson, RNIB Scotland's Social Action Community Coordinator, joins me now to tell me a little bit more about the Sighted Guide Service. Hi Neil, and great to have you back with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi Toby, yeah, thanks for having me. I feel like I'm never off this radio. People will be getting sick of my voice.
Well, we know how tricky Edinburgh can be during August, as there are so many venues that pop up sort of left, right and centre for the festival fringe. So, Neil, just tell me a little bit about how this sighted volunteer guiding service and working with the Edinburgh Festival Fringe team came about. Because I think last year, volunteer guides were helping comedian Jamie McDonald to get to his fringe festival shows.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so it's probably been a few years in the making, this kind of work. We obviously understand how big, well, we probably didn't understand how big the Fringe was, really. We know it's a massive event that happens every year in Edinburgh. But over the last couple of years, having worked a little bit with the Fringe Festival around their access team to provide some feedback for shows, to talk about audio description and just little bits of, kind of advice and support that we've offered the Fringe over the last few years, we've seen really how big the festival is. The city gets completely taken over by all the different festivals that are going on, and the biggest one of those is the Fringe. So yeah, it's been a few different projects that we've done in the past, and then it was probably quite obvious to us that one big barrier that visually impaired people have for coming to Edinburgh Fringe it's not necessarily shows not being accessible, because there's audio description and there's specific shows that people can go with, kind of additional support being provided at each show's venues, for the most part, are pretty accessible. But actually, it's probably having the confidence to go out there and do it on your own, maybe not having a companion with you, and just the scale of the event and how it takes over the city can be quite daunting to our community. So if our sighted guide service, which we offer anyway in Edinburgh for events, if we can kind of grow that and become this 1 month support to the Fringe Festival for anybody who's blind and partially sighted who needs a companion with them, then they can do that with our sighted guide service. So yeah, hopefully it'll just help a few people who would otherwise avoid going to the Fringe Festival, maybe have the confidence to go knowing they're going to be supported by RNIB and one of our amazing volunteers, and to go and see the shows that they want to see. And obviously supporting Jamie last year was great. We had volunteer drivers that supported him to attend his shows, because as a performer, he struggled as well with just the scale and the busyness of the city with his visual impairment. So actually being able to provide him a little bit of support so he could go and do his job essentially was something quite fun for us.
So probably an endorsement from Jamie as well, I suspect.
Yeah.
So how does the Sighted Guide Service work, and how much training have the volunteer guides had around visual awareness and guiding someone who is blind or partially sighted?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we took that really serious. Actually, you know, as you would imagine, we want, you know, the festival goers who are using the service to feel completely confident and comfortable with using the service. But also our volunteers, we don't want to put our volunteers into any situation that maybe they feel uncomfortable doing, maybe they don't feel it's safe to do. So we already have a big bank of volunteers. We are so lucky to have dozens and dozens of fantastic volunteers across Scotland, and in Edinburgh in particular, we have health walks that are supported by sighted guides. We have various groups that are supported by sighted guides and volunteer drivers. So we have a lot of sighted support within our community by volunteers. So we actually just tapped into those mostly. We've had one or two new volunteers who have joined specifically for the programme, but we've actually been using our existing volunteers and then retrained them again, even though they're guiding people every week and they're interacting with visually impaired people every week. We wanted to just retrain them on how to do sighted guiding, so all the ins and outs of that, learning a bit again about sight loss. And they don't need to be ophthalmologists or opticians and be able to know everything about sight loss, but just knowing the various challenges that come with various eye conditions, which is really important, but also letting them know and having a little bit of training from the Fringe Festival itself around what accessibility should look like, how they can advocate for the person they're supporting. So if they turn up to a venue early for a show to get early access, to make sure they find their seat so they're not rushing in with a big crowd, knowing that they are entitled to do that and they can ask the venue to do that was a really important part of the training. And also rules around guide dogs and where guide dogs are allowed, which is, you know, all the venues are welcome to guide dogs, of course. So yeah, it was those kind of trainings that you don't want to have a volunteer feel like they can't answer questions or they can't advocate for the person they're supporting, and also giving them the tools again, reskilling them, upskilling them again on how to sighted guide and do the practical elements of getting someone from A to B safely and comfortably as well.
And once somebody has been matched with a volunteer sighted guide, what happens next? Is it just a case of them chatting with each other to work out how best to sort of get around Edinburgh during the fringe and to get to and from the shows they want to go and see?
Yeah, so this being the first year that we're doing it, we're probably teething out the best system to do this. But for this year, the first trial of it, I guess, all the inquiries will come to our mailbox in the social action team, and it'll be myself or a colleague within my team or manager Jane who will pick up these requests, inquiries, and I will then take that out to the bunch of volunteers, basically put out a mailing to them to say this is the shows that someone's requested, the times, the dates. Is anybody able to help? If so, then get back to me. Ideally, they get back to me and we have a little bit of a match there. And I'll do all the coordinating just for in terms of kind of that early stage of safeguarding and GDPR and making sure people are confident with using the service. We want to make sure that it's all being coordinated through us. Once they're happy, then yeah, the volunteers and the fringe goer, the festival goer, will have a meeting point. They will exchange contact details and they will go off and they'll meet at a specific point, an agreed location. So whether it be somewhere around Edinburgh Waverley or Haymarket Station, a bus stop, whatever is easiest for the fringe goer himself, then they'll meet. They'll go to the show and then they'll get back to that kind of safe agreed location that they can then, yeah, depart.
That's fantastic. And I think, you know, the Edinburgh Festival Fringe just seems to be getting better and better each year around access. I mean, there's lots of things happening like the sighted guide service, but also there's a lot around access to the shows. We see so many more blind and partially sighted performers in Edinburgh too. So I think access is becoming a key part of the festival, I think.
Without doubt, you know, unfortunately, we're not able to be joined by Albany on this call in particular, who is the kind of access manager at the Fringe. But having worked with Albany now for alongside Albany a couple of years with different projects and then now a bigger part with this piece of work, we can see how passionate they are about accessibility. They want to encourage anybody who has any access needs to get in touch with the Fringe. They know how busy that can be for them. They know the amount of work that could land on their desk, but they are more than happy to deal with it. That is their job, is to make sure that anybody coming to the Fringe feels the most confident, the most comfortable, and the safest that they could do to go in and make the most out of their experience of attending a Fringe show, visiting the city, and making sure that's as accessible and as inclusive as possible. And Albany and her team are really passionate about doing that as best as possible. So if anybody has any access needs, mobility, visual impairment, otherwise, then just a phone call to the Fringe, I'm dropping them an email. If it's around visual impairment specifically, then coming to us and chatting to our team in RNIB Scotland. Yeah, we can hopefully put people's worries at ease. And if that means they use our sighted guide service, fantastic. If actually we just answer a couple of questions around how it is to navigate the city and maybe what the bus services are like, the apps, the do's and don'ts, where you should go, where you shouldn't go if you're visually impaired, you know, to make things most accessible, then and if you can go off and do that on your own and attend a Fringe show without using our service, then fantastic. If you want to use our service, then brilliant as well. So yeah, I know it's a big team effort between us and the Fringe, and we want to make sure people have the best experiences possible.
So the most important thing, Neil, how can people find out more about the volunteer sighted guide service for the Edinburgh Festival Fringe and request a guide? How does it all work and where can they go to find out more?
Yeah, so probably the easiest place for the information is on the accessibility page within the Edinburgh Fringe website. So going to the Fringe Festival website, there's a tab along the ribbon, which is accessibility, and that touches on, yeah, our sighted guide service, but also audio description, British Sign Language, wheelchair access, so any kind of access needs that are generally answered through these kind of FAQs. There is a designated page for our sighted guide service. It runs it through the process, what it looks like, the aims of the project, etc. And then it tells you how best to inquire. So obviously, you know, in an ideal world, it'd be a lovely automated service and things would just come together nice and quickly. We've not quite got that completely sussed yet for this year. We want to make sure that, yeah, we get the project going. So what it is, it's really simple. It's just an email to our mailbox, which is scotlandcommunityconnection@rnib.org.uk. And just ping that an email and say, hi, you want to request about a sighted guide service. If you want to put details on what show, dates, times, then you're going, then fantastic. Or if you just want to leave your mobile number, I can give you a call and we can suss that out and see what works best. And then we take that request, that inquiry to our volunteers who have signed up to be a sighted guide throughout the festival. and we try and match you up, and hopefully we match up. But that's the plan, is to match everybody, and yeah, it takes it from there. It's really simple. It's as simple as an email to our mailbox.
And Neil, what's the Edinburgh Festival Fringe website where people can find all that sort of access information?
Sure, yeah, so you can go to www.edfringe, so edfringe, FRINGE.com, and then there's an experience and accessibility tab as well, which you can go on to find out all of their accessibility offerings.
And any shows by blind and partially sighted performers that you're looking forward to going to see at this year's Fringe?
Yeah, I'd be wrong of me not to shout out my friend and teammate from the England futsal team, Josh Pugh, who's doing two or three shows, just a bit of work in progress. I know that Extant are doing a big piece of visually impaired performers as well. So they've got a showpiece, I think it's at the Pleasance potentially. Yeah, there's actually quite a few this year. And I know that there's going to be a bit of comms, a bit of media going out from our RNIB Scotland team to highlight the visually impaired performers that are at the festival. Because, yeah, it's amazing. We don't even hear about them. And then suddenly, you know, that they've got 10 shows, and it's not specific to visual impairments. It's just they happen to be a visually impaired comedian, and they've got 10 shows going. So yeah, there's lots and yeah, lots of accessibility as well around those shows.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Neil, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about the Sighted Guide service at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe 2026.
Great, thanks, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.